Father is leader of the pack. Father is leader of the pack. Father, red is a symbol, and it represents what we think and what we are and what we do. Father is a symbol. We say father, mother, we say mentor, we say teacher, we say all sorts of words, but father is the leader of the pack. What is it that makes the father the leader of the pack? Well, certainly not because he's the birth father, or not because he is the husband, or not because he's the wage earner, not because of any one particular thing, but the father is the leader of the pack because he chooses to be an example of the ideal person. He chooses to be the example of the ideal being who always sets the program into perfect divine order for everybody following it. Now, it doesn't matter how many people are in the pack. Father Flanagan had a boys' home out in the desert, and he took boys that did not get along well with the world, did not enjoy being human beings, and he took them in, and he showed them unconditional love. First, he showed them unconditional love. And then, what he did, he showed them he was the leader of the pack. He showed them that whatever he expected them to do, he did too. He was a living example of his belief, of the things that he felt were important to be good human beings, to be good citizens, to be good boys. And the boys virtually worshipped Father Flanagan. They thought he was a most wonderful fellow. Oh, they were not happy with all the things he asked them to do at times, but they knew that if they did not do the things that he asked them to do, if they did not cooperate with the program of the boys' home, they would have to leave, because they could not be a bad egg in the boys' home. Now, does that mean that every one of the boys immediately took to the role that the Father Flanagan had? Does that mean that all of the boys immediately felt he was the leader of the pack? He had to assert his leadership of the pack by showing unconditionally loving discipline of everything that was done. And because he had unconditional love, unconditional discipline for every boy who was there, they felt that they were not being picked on. They were not being asked to do things that the others were not asked to do. Oh, it was not always an easy task. It was an everyday growing experience for the boys and for the father. Father Flanagan had to stand firm, even in the area where if he would give in a little bit, it showed a little more love on his part. But he showed the greatest amount of love because he was firm with the discipline, firm with being the leader of the pack. He would not allow the pack members or the pack itself to get out of order at any time. For if he allowed the pack to get out of order at any time, he lost control of being the leader of the pack. And every pack needs a leader. Every community has a mayor, or it has a governor, or it has a president. Every organization has the owner, or the leader, or the person who's in charge, the CEO. All people do not own their companies. They are employed by them. But some of them are employed at the top level, running the company. But even above the top level are board of directors who set the program, who set the PAC program so that it can be most successful and accomplish all of the things that it has to set out to accomplish. Who is going to be the father of the pack? Who is going to be the father of the company? It's not necessarily the founder, and not necessarily the person who is taking total charge of it, but the The father of the company, the father of anything at all, is that individual that chooses to be an example, that individual who chooses to lay down the law, that individual who does not brook any nonsense, does not allow anybody to do anything contrary to the best good of the pack. Now, we come down to a very tough phrase here. The best good of the pack, seemingly, is the desire of the pack leader, the father of the pack. It seems as though his will is the desire, and it is so. It is just that way. The will of the father, the pack leader, is what directs the pack and allows it to accomplish its good. When you look at a pack like a large corporation, and you see them getting bigger and bigger and growing more and more sound and secure, generally speaking, they have good rules. They have good programs on which they base how they operate their company. And there is one person, there is one CEO, there is one president, there is one chairman of the board, there is one founder, there is one person who is the father of the pack. And that father of the pack sets his wisdom down for the company to follow. And its success or failure pretty much falls in line with what the leader of the pack expects of the pack. Can you afford to be the leader of your pack? Can you afford to be the leader of yourself? Maybe your pack is a pack of one, and that can be a very effective pack too. And if your pack is a pack of one, who is in charge of that pack? Is it the wife? Or is it the husband? Is it the children? Is it the rules of the society in which you live? No. It is the individual that is the leader of the pack. The individual that sets the motivation for anything that's being done in the pack. When a pack member gets out of line, the head of the pack immediately goes to him and puts him back in line. If it's a nip that he has to give to the member of the pack to show the member of the pack that he is in charge, then he gives it. If it is showing the pack that the way that he suggests that they go is the only way to consider that they cannot have many ways to go. The pack cannot have many leaders. The pack cannot have many who are in charge of what the pack is doing and how it's doing it. The father truly is the leader of the pack. And then you say, well, what about a family where there's just a mother or an older child? That still is the father of the pack. The older child is the father of the pack. The mother is the father of the pack. The father is a phrase, it's a term, it's a thought that gives it all sorts of relevant ideas to it. It's an icon, and this icon has many aspects to it, and that is what the individual looks at. That's how the individual feels. Everyone who joins a pack determines that they're going to follow what the pack says, follow what the pack expects of them, and follow the leader who is the father of the pack. Today, you and I have the opportunity to either be the father of the pack or be a member of the pack. What pack do we want to be in? Well, most people would say, I want to be the father of the pack. They say, I want that responsibility. Or they'd say, I don't want that responsibility. But if they say, I want that responsibility, then they must do all things that give the pack its name, that give the pack its reputation, that give the pack its successful livelihood. If you want to be the leader of the pack, then be first the leader of yourself. Be first the one who sets the course for your life and says, all is good and very good. Be the one who determines the direction you're going to go to accomplish the goals that you have for yourself. The father is the leader of the pack. He doesn't always have it appear as though he's taking them someplace in particular, but he is. Where he's taking them is where he is comfortable, where he is comfortable being himself and enjoying all that life has to offer. Today you set the course of being the leader of your pack, yourself, your friends, your family, whoever it is. But just remember, as long as you're consistent in everything you think and say and do, you'll find being the leader of the pack the most wonderful thing in the world. I see you going forth now as the leader of your pack, happy, fulfilled, joyous, wonderful, realizing that every goal you set in motion for yourself is fulfilled now. And I know it's fulfilled, and you know it's fulfilled. I love you. I love you. I love you. Hi, leader of the pack. You're great. I'll follow you anywhere because you have a good program. And so it is.